Blackstone Audio presents The Galton Case by Ross MacDonald. Dedication for John E. Smith, Bookman. Chapter 1. The law offices of Wellesley and Sable were over a savings bank on the main street of Santa Teresa. Their private elevator lifted you from a bare little lobby into an atmosphere of elegant simplicity. It created the impression that after years of struggle you were rising effortlessly to your natural level, one of the chosen. Facing the elevator, a woman with carefully dyed red hair was toying with the keyboard of an electric typewriter. A bowl full of floating begonias sat on the desk in front of her. Audubon prints picked up the colors and tossed them discreetly around the oak walls. A Harvard chair stood casually in one corner. I sat down on it, in the interests of self-improvement, and picked up a fresh copy of the Wall Street Journal. Apparently this was the right thing to do. The red-headed secretary stopped typing and condescended to notice me. "Do you wish to see anyone?" "I have an appointment with Mr. Sable." "Would you be Mr. Archer?" "Yes." She relaxed her formal manner. I wasn't one of the chosen, after all. "I'm Mrs. Haynes. Mr. Sable didn't come into the office today, but he asked me to give you a message when you got here. Would you mind going out to his house?" "I guess not." I got up out of the Harvard chair. It was like being expelled. "I realize it's a nuisance," she said sympathetically. "Do you know how to reach his place?"
"Is he still in his beach cottage?"
"No, he gave that up when he got married. They built a house in the country."
"I didn't know he was married."
"Mr. Sable's been married for nearly 2 years now."
"Very much so."
The feline note in her voice made me wonder if she was married. Though she called herself Mrs. Haynes, she had the air of a woman who had lost her husband to death or divorce and was looking for a successor. She leaned toward me in sudden intimacy.
"You're the detective, aren't you?"
I acknowledged that I was.
"Is Mr. Sable hiring you personally on his own hook?
I mean, the reason I asked, he didn't say anything to me about it." The reason for that was obvious. "Me either," I said. "How do I get to his house?"
"It's out in Arroyo Park. Maybe I better show you on the map."
We had a brief session of map reading. "You turn off the highway just before you get to the Y," she said, "and then you turn right here at the Arroyo Country Day School. You curve around the lake for about a half a mile and you'll see the Sable's mailbox." I found the mailbox 20 minutes later. It stood under an oak tree at the foot of a private road. The road climbed a wooded hill and ended at a house with many windows set under the overhang of a flat green.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?